Welcome back, friends. I'm Chef Walter. This episode of Flavors and Knowledge will look into the organic versus the conventional foods. We usually cover foods in relation to consumers' protection. Many people who shop daily may not have the necessary knowledge of what to look for in purchasing produce and fruit. And so, you are at your favorite market and pick up two completely identical fruits. At glance, they are similar, but one is conventional, the other is organic. Of course, you trust the store in doing the right thing. While that is true in most cases, there are, however, counterfeit. Let me just explain in brief some notions so that you may ask the right questions. The main difference between organic and conventional food is that for the organic process, farmers use only natural ingredients, which are safe for human health, while in conventional food growth, the use of chemical is very common. In addition, organic foods are usually more expensive than conventional foods because of the cost associated with natural pesticides. It is prohibited to use synthetic fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides, irradiation, and sewage sludge when growing and processing organic foods. In addition, the use of hormones, antibiotics, and genetic engineering is also not allowed. Instead of using these compounds, farmers use natural fertilizers, including manure or compost. Organic farmers use beneficial insects or traps to control unwanted pests. To get rid of weeds, organic farmers rotate the crops, till the dirt, use end weed process and/or mulch. As for animal farming, farmers use rotational grazing, a wholesome diet, and other safe procedures instead of hormones and antibiotics. Chemicals contained in conventional foods can often be harmful to people and cause diseases such as cancer and diabetes. In addition, these chemicals can stay in a human body and build up, which may lead to health problems in the future. However, it is possible to reduce the dangers of chemicals by processing the food properly. While there are no scientific evidence that organic foods have a superior nutritional value, you may choose the organic selections. But I personally would not deter from purchasing from a local farmer near you, one that has achieved a great reputation for wholesome and pure products. And as you know, here in New England, we are fortunate to have many of those small farmers who still see health as a major priority. And that is all for this episode of Flavors and Knowledge. Subscribe to this podcast on your preferred platform. And if you have a chance, follow us at our YouTube channel under Chef Walter's Cooking School. Keep your eyes on the fire, and thanks for listening. Ciao, ciao.